one evening fair to take the air alone, I chanced to stray down by a lovely silver stream that flows along the way. I heard two lovers talking, seated by a ruined hall, and the fair one's name was Mary Jane, the star of Donegal. My lovely maid, the youth, he said, I'm going across the foam unto the land of stars and stripes, where peace and plenty flow. I want your faithful promise that you wed none at all until I do return to you, the star of Donegal. She blushed and sighed and then replied, it grieves my heart full sore to know that you're compelled to go and leave your Shamrock shore. Here is my faithful promise that I'll wed none at all, but stay at home and never roam from the lands of Donegal. My lovely maid, the youth then said, at home I cannot stay, to California's gold fields I'm bound to cross the sea, to accumulate a fortune great, to build a splendid hall, to decorate and cultivate the lands of Donegal. My lovely maid, the youth then said, my darling, well you know I love you very dearly, and loath I am to go. Let us get wed without fear or dread, and put an end to all, and then I will love my darling girl, the star of Donegal. So she gave consent, and off the went to meet with Father Hugh, who joined their hands in wedlock bands without any more ado. They sailed away from Derry Cay and bade farewell to all, and now they are in America, far, far from Donegal.